People have been kind of spacey and tired this week, what with the time change. Me too. We're all just kind of off. Whether we're springing forward or falling back, it's a royal pain in the patootie. It's amazing what screwing around with our sleep schedules can do, right? I mean, it's just 1 hour. It shouldn't make that much difference, but it does. I saw a report on the news that there's more car accidents and problems at work, even more heart issues. Down to the A&P, me and my fellow cashiers made more voids on the registers this week than normal, that's for sure. No one got hurt, but I gotta say, perhaps our pride was a little bruised. It's dark in the morning again when I get up, but I sure have been enjoying the extra sunlight in the evening. I figure it takes about a week for your body to adjust to daylight savings time, so we're over the worst. More good news, we've had a nice run of sunny weather. The snow's melting and Vi Paradise's fake flowers are now stuck into the ground instead of the snowbanks. Soon we'll be seeing snowdrops and crocuses, and then one of the best days of the year will be here, the opening of the Dairy Queen. On a personal note, today I'm on a clear liquid diet in preparation for my colonoscopy tomorrow. Ugh, I know, hard to get psyched up for it, but now it's here and I'm doing what needs to be done. All the women who run with the Moose have had the pleasure of experiencing colonoscopy prep except Shirley. She says, it's nobody's business what's up there but mine. I'm always surprised when I see young people buying Gatorade. I mean, why would you drink it of your own free will? Makes me shudder to think about it. Last time I went in for a colonoscopy, my gastroenterologist came in to say hi before they put me under. How you doing today? He asks. I'm okay. More importantly, how are you doing, doctor? He goes, I think I've sobered up by now, so I'm good to go. Well, by tomorrow afternoon, the whole thing will be behind me. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.